This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Governor Jared Polis marked the first day of Pride Month Monday with two new measures that add protections for LGBTQ plus Coloradans. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Both measures are focused on conversion therapy, a widely discredited practice that attempts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. One is a bill Polis signed into law that lets victims of the practice sue their mental health providers with no statute of limitations. Nadine Bridges is the executive director of One Colorado, the state's most prominent LGBTQ plus advocacy group. Here she is at the bill signing ceremony.
For too many LGBTQ people, conversion therapy has left lasting scars that often takes years to understand and heal from.
The new law is largely a response to the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled against Colorado's current ban on conversion therapy in March. Polis also signed an executive order directing state agencies to ensure that no taxpayer money supports the practice.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Tina Peters, the convicted former Mesa County clerk, was released from prison Monday. Matt Crane leads the Colorado County Clerks Association. He says her public comments spread misinformation and are concerning this election year.
She's going to continue her campaign to against voting systems, which is fueled by lies and disinformation. And so all of that disinformation really has an aggregating effect where it goes out. It brainwashes people. They think there's problems with these machines.
Crane says Peters does not understand the voting systems and laws in place. Peters was commuted from her 9-year sentence by Governor Jared Polis in May and has been supported by President Trump. Thank you for listening to CPR News.